you got to get off.
Dear Lord,
ooh,
you've been
so good.
Unarguably, Mississippi has a long history of gospel and blues, and the tradition lives on in Annie and the Caldwells. Annie and the Caldwells are an inspiring gospel, blues, and funk family group out of West Point, Mississippi. The group is led by Annie Caldwell, who is reminiscent of legends like Aretha Franklin or Etta James or Sister Rosetta Tharpe or Mavis Staples. This time around, we heard the song Dear Lord. It's from their latest album, Can't Lose My Soul, released earlier this year in March. And then in the start of that set, we went all the way back to 1973 to Etta James' self-titled 10th album for her song All the Way Down. There is such great grit, R&B blues funk grit to that song from Etta James. All right, what do we have up next? Oh, I know what we have up next. A woman does not become a queen. She is born a queen. And that's what happened in the late 1980s. It's Queen Latifah here on Girly So Groovy. Music to make you move. This is Girly. So groovy music right there from the delightfully hyperactive British band, The Go Team. A band that defies genres by mixing and matching indie rock, funky marching bands, old school hip hop, all in a joyful, joyful way. This time around, we heard the song She's Got Guns from the Go Team. That comes from the band's 2018 album, Semicircle. In the middle, it was back at the end of December when we counted down our top 10 girly, so grooviest albums for the year. And the band Goat made their way into the list. Swedish music collective Goat, a band that makes mysterious and psychedelic world music. It is their self-titled album that made its way into that top 10 list, really catching my ear. The band delivers a dose of heavy guitars, freak folk, mystical biker psych rock, and some well-played hip-hop influences added in. It was in October that they released their self-titled album. This time around, we heard the song Ouroboros from Goat. And I have to say, if you love acts as diverse as Heart to Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings to Sinead O'Connor to Massive Attack to the Go Team, you will find something on Goat's self-titled album. And then kicking the set off, it is music from hip-hop trailblazer Queen Latifah, one of the very first rappers to bring a political consciousness to the message that she delivered through hip-hop. Going back to her 1989 debut album, All Hail the Queen, we heard the song Dance For Me from Queen Latifah. You know, when I look back on the first hour set list of Girly So Groovy, I see queer acts like Queen Latifah and Hachiku, and that leads me to say this. Happy Pride Month! I can't believe I did not kick off the entire show without saying that. We are in June, we are in Pride Month, and it is always a party, a riot, a rebellion to honor and love and support anybody that's within the rainbow community. Next week, in fact, I am going to be doing a full 2-hour Pride Month episode. You'll want to come back for that. Remember that you can stay in touch with the show all week long to be reminded, especially when we do special programming like our Pride Month show or our Top 10 Girly So Grooviest list. Know that you can stay in touch through our social media channels. You can find us on Instagram at GSG Radio, or you can find us on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you are there, you'll find the playlists in print, links to the bands and musicians featured, and best of all, you can message me any requests that you have, especially if you have an idea of an artist or band to include in next week's Pride Month episode. Send me a message through social media. We have so much more music to dive into in the second hour, but before we do that, let's wrap up the first hour. Let's head over to Montreal for alternative singer-songwriter Chloe Pelgag. Her most recent album is Abracadabra. We're going to listen to her song Libra or Free. Chloe Pelgag right now here on Girly So Groovy.